So yeah, I guess I'm starting to look at it as the way that I can use this gift that God has given me in terms of my love for music and my love for making music and my love for classic jazz music specifically, and playing the piano and singing those beautiful songs from back then. And I just want to share this music with an audience, and combine that with my newfound love for and respect for all the work that the nonprofit organizations are doing in this area. I know when I was doing my research at Liberty University a couple years ago, depending on your source, there are at least 400 nonprofit organizations in the area. And as I'm sure you know, many of them are working with very vulnerable populations, doing very important work. So I guess that's kind of the mission, if you want to call it a mission.
Well, and so many of them, especially in these days with funding sometimes uncertain, really need to be able to get the word out and get financial help, and you're assisting them with that.
Yes, I like to think the concerts serve two purposes. One is obviously the fundraising component, and two, which is probably equally as important, is the need to educate our audience and our community. I think if I'm honest with myself, there are numerous nonprofits around me that I don't really know enough about. So maybe it's my background in education, but I'd like to think that we are also educating the audience as well.
Well, I always feel like I know, have a good grasp of the nonprofits, and every year you have a handful that I haven't heard of. So there are, and that's where that's the great thing you're doing.
Yes, I'm very fortunate. I think so far, this being the third season, we have found seven new organizations that we have not partnered with before. So I kind of like that idea of continuing to shine the light on some of these other organizations, some of which are maybe not quite as prominent. I know that there are a few names that come to mind when you start to think about the nonprofits in the area, but I'd like to think that we're finding some others that maybe are in more need of some increased visibility.
So, talk about the season. This coming season. Who are you focusing on?
Yes, we're going to kick off our concert on this Friday, September 26th, and we will be celebrating the work of Failsafe Era. I know Juanita Sharks and her staff, they do a great job helping families who are affected by incarceration. So they are doing some very important work there, helping families and the individuals that are affected to rehabilitate and to try to rejoin society and lead productive, meaningful lives. And for the rest of the season, we'll be partnering with Provisions Thrift Store. I know Jennifer Ware and her staff have served their community and parents and children and families with all that they can offer. November, we'll be working with Teach to Reach Teens. Robin Wilson works with high school age children as they prepare for and transition to adulthood. We want to make sure that they have the resources that they need in order to make good choices. January, we'll work with Haley Jobim at the Mental Health Association of Fredericksburg. And I think we all agree how important mental health is for all of us these days, mental and emotional health. Continuing in February, we'll work with Simply Angels, an organization, I believe, down in the Spotsylvania area. And they help pretty much anybody. It's hard to really put into a sentence the services that they provide, but pretty much if you contact them, whatever you need, I'm pretty sure that Susan Parks and her staff will be able to assist you. In March, we'll partner with Jim Shetmose and Downtown Greens. I think they're pretty well established in the area. And we will wrap up our season April 24th with Interfaith School Dressing Days, led by Rebecca Jones.
And once again, you have a number that I am not aware of. So again, just a great chance to hear great music and learn about just really some fabulous nonprofits doing great things in the region.
Yes.
So now, I know that this Friday's is going to be at Seekabek Hall. Is that where all the concerts will be?
No, Seekabek Hall. Thank you to Brooks Kuykendall, the chair at the UMW Music Department. We have been fortunate enough to be able to start our season each year at Seekabek. Again, maybe that's another tradition that we're establishing, but every year I reach out to Brooks about a late September concert, and he always welcomes us. So we're very, very excited to start our season there. And then each of the following months, we will be at Hillcrest United Methodist Church, where I serve as the music director on Lafayette Street. And Hillcrest also provides a very intimate and warm, welcoming sanctuary where we will be making music each month until the end of April.
Well, I have heard from a number of the nonprofits that you've done these for, and they are so grateful and just talk about what a great time they've had and how some of them I know have gone to other concerts that you have done for some of the other nonprofits. So it's a how many at the end of this season, how many nonprofits will you have been able to really highlight?
I think that makes 21.
Okay.
The season pretty much is a 7-concert series, so we'll be in the low 20s by April.
So it's a great time, and again, it's the first one kicks off this. It's like opening day this Friday night for you.
It is. It's just like football season.
Well, Matthew, thanks for doing this because the region is that much healthier. The more we know, and you really do shine a light on all of this.
Well, I'd like to think again that I'm just trying to play my part, and again using these God-given gifts that I'd like to think that I have. And I've also like to know just how fortunate I am to have met so many great musicians who volunteer their time to come out and play with me on Friday nights, as well as just so many of these leaders who are heading up these nonprofit organizations to try to fill a need.